RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Everybody, what a great day of sports we have again today. We're going to be talking plenty of Sweet 16 on the men's side. Also, get into maybe a women's game as well. Going to talk plenty of baseball on the show. Peter Appel standing by, going to get his thoughts on opening day and some of the futures that he likes in MLB this season. We're also the return of PJ's props. Shawnee Sharp's going to join me, going to go through some of the props that we like in the NBA, college hoops, MLB, dive into a little bit of everything. Kate Constable will join us in the middle of the show, and then we'll give out our best bets for the day. As always, any questions that you guys have for us, go to twitch.tv/BetQL, YouTube.com/Odyssey Sports. It can be in baseball, it can be in college basketball, NBA, anything that you want. Let us know here over the next 30 minutes. Glass is in session, and let's go to the Glasser guest line and check in with Peter Appel, who joins us here on the show. You can follow him on X at PeterAppel23, host of the Just Baseball podcast. Peter, great having you on, man. We were just talking off air how awesome it is that baseball's back. Opening day was yesterday. We had some interesting results. The Orioles look great. Diamondbacks look great. Yankees had a really good road win. Red Sox had a really good road win in Seattle. What would you say was your biggest takeaway from opening day yesterday?
I would say my biggest takeaway was, that's a great question, because there was about 70 different takeaways I have from opening day, which is classic on opening day, right? It's your first kind of look at a lot of these guys. But my biggest takeaway was the pitching in the American League Central. Right, we know how good Pablo Lopez is. We know how good Tarek Skubal is. Cole Reagans was incredible. Garrett Crochet was incredible. Shane Bieber was incredible. The pitching in that division, all elite offerings from everyone. I was really intrigued by the starting pitching in the Central.
Yeah, that's a great take. I mean, that White Sox-Tigers game yesterday was 1-0. Twins-Royals low scoring as well. So a division certainly could have some good pitching throughout the season. How about for today? Not as big of a slate. We do have some teams that are off. Still got some great matchups. We're getting Braves and Phillies starting in about a couple hours. Do you have any favorite bets on the slate today?
Yeah, my favorite bet, it's a 1.5-unit play for me. So I work on a 1-3-unit scale. And 5 units, you know, occasionally on futures, which maybe we can talk about later. I am on the under 7.5 in Phillies versus Braves. I know the line has moved down to 7, which is still fine. It's under my projection at about 6.7 runs. This is a battle of two of the best starting pitchers in Major League Baseball, especially with Garrett Cole on the shelf. Spencer Strider is rocking a 1.80 ERA against the Philadelphia Phillies in his career in the regular season, right? Dominant strikeout to walk ratio, excellent quality of contact from an ex-woba lens, excellent. And then on the flip side, you have Zach Wheeler, right, who has been also dominant against the Braves, pitching to a 3.18 ERA in over 170 innings. Quality of contact looks great. Strikeout minus walk looks great. These two should dominate. And it's also, on top of it, two of the best bullpens in Major League Baseball. Fangraphs ranked Phillies number one, Braves number two. It's a tune-up game for the bullpens as well. Everybody is fully healthy, starting pitchers fully healthy. But the cherry on top of the sundae, 12 to 15 mile an hour winds blowing straight in from left field. So if you're telling me the way the Phillies have been able to beat the Braves or beat Strider is by the home run, and now it's going to be even harder, I love this under. I think it ends more like a 3-2 type ball game. I think it's this classic, windy, cold, great pitching under in Philly and Atlanta.
I love the handicap there, Peter, on that under. What is like kind of your process? Obviously, baseball is so unique. There's so many games every day. Like when you're going through a slate, is there something that kind of catches your eye? Are you looking at pitching matchups? Are you looking at certain situational spots? Are you maybe looking at day games opposed to like night games? Like what are some things for people out there looking at getting into betting baseball this season that you kind of look to bet?
Absolutely. So first things first, I go to Baseball Savant and I go to probable pitchers. So you can see how that pitcher has done against their current roster, right? Well, you could say, well, this pitcher did really well in 2021 against this team. It's a different lineup, right? So they give you quality of contact stats, strikeouts, walks against that current roster, right? And if the quality of contact is really, really low, I might look to tail that pitcher. Quality of contact is really high. So that's where I set my base. I also work off a model. So if I already go into a game liking something, the stats back it up and my model backs it up, that's when it ends up being a play. I'm not a straight model tailor, right? For example, my model likes the A's today. I'm not on the A's. I saw nothing from them that tells me that I want to bet on Ross Stripling against Logan Allen, right? But my model says it that way. So I really start from evaluating a starting pitchers on Baseball Savant. Then there's some situational spots, right? Astros versus Yankees. I'm on that over in that game. Rodon and Javier's stats against each current roster are okay. But you got to understand what they look like in spring training, what the two offenses look like yesterday. So that's a bet that my model liked the over. I like the over, but the stats on Savant didn't as much. So that's why that's a one-unit play for me. So that's how I kind of base it around.
I got you. A lot of good stuff there. So let's talk about some of these divisions. The Braves and the Dodgers, heavy favorites in the NL East, in the NL West. Outside of those two, looking at the other four, is there a favorite division bet that you have for this season? Maybe a win total that you have for a certain team out there? Anything that you like in the futures market for the divisions?
Well, it's funny. My favorite win total is actually an under. But if we're talking about some divisions, I do love the Guardians. I took them over 78 wins. I took them to win the Central as well. I think the Twins have a more talented team, but it's also a roster that's perpetually injured, right? We saw it firsthand with Royce Lewis yesterday. The Guardians have the best starting pitching in the division. I think they might have the best bullpen, them and the Twins as well, especially with Yoan Duran already down. That's my thing about the Twins. The Guardians won the division 2 years ago, then had a down season. And now they're out for the count. Now the Tigers are better or the Royals are better. No, I still think the Guardians have a ton of value. So I love their over. I also bet on the Astros. But my favorite win total, like I said, is an under.
What is that? What is that favorite bet that you like? What under do you like?
So the biggest bet of my life is actually on the under 78.5 wins for the Miami Marlins. And I made a YouTube video about it. And the reason was this team... First of all, I don't think it's a great organization. So first up, I want to fade organizations that I don't feel have a direction. But it's also the one-run game rule. I don't know if you've ever heard about it, but I assume you have. But teams who – it's the same thing in football, right? The one-score games. There's a lot of variance in that. The sure. Miami Marlins had a 33-13 record in one-run games last year. That was the seventh best in the history of Major League Baseball. I compiled all of those one-run game records, and then I saw what they did the next season. On average, those teams lost 8 more games. They finally got a hitting coach that they loved. Guess where he's at? Seattle. They finally got a GM to get them to the playoffs. Guess where she's at? Fired. This organization has no direction. They have no Sandy Alcantara anymore, who's been their unanimous Cy Young. They've already got injured to the rotation. Right? Their second game of the day is AJ Puck. And I like AJ Puck, but he's your number two. I don't think this team has the offense. I think they're terrible defensively by all the metrics. And I don't think they have that starting pitching depth that they used to. So I think this team bottoms out. I have the number closer to 73.5.
Pretty convincing case right there for Marlins under. Already off to a good start with the Pirates winning yesterday. And look at that. They won by one run against Miami. Peter, before we let you go, got about a minute left. How about any futures that you like looking at players? MVP, Cy Young, Rookie of the Year, anything that you like in any of those markets?
Well, I love Tarek Skubal, right? It was my opening day takeaway. I love the pitching in Central. So I bet Tarek Skubal, Cy Young. I bet Cole Reagan, Cy Young. But my favorite season-long player prop is actually CJ Abrams over 37.5 stolen bases. So in the second half of last season, he was the most efficient base dealer in baseball by a ton. He also led Major League Baseball in stolen bases in the second half. Why? The Nationals moved him up to the leadoff spot, and that gave him more at-bats. And he's also a young player who just keeps getting better and better every single season. With the new rules in stolen bases, harder to pick off, just harder to get guys because the rules are now promoting stolen bases. This guy stole 47 bases last year with 33 of them in the second half once he moved up to the leadoff spot. And I also bet him to lead the league in stolen bases at plus 1,200.
Great stuff. It's Peter Appel. You can follow him on X at Peter Appel 23, host of the Just Baseball podcast, joining us here on Sending In. Peter, great catching up with you, man. Enjoy the day of games today, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks so much, PJ. I appreciate it, my man. Good luck.
Great stuff there from Peter. All right, looking at all the games today on the MLB slate on Sending In. We're going to start with the game taking place in about 30 minutes. The Braves and the Mets, over under 7.5. Braves, or the Brewers, excuse me, minus 105 on the money line. The Mets, minus 115. Freddie Peralta going today for the Brewers. Jose Quintana going for the Mets. I'm going to take an under 7.5 in this game today. We know the Brewers are without their manager, Craig Counsell. They're without their best pitcher in Corbin Burns this year. Also without Brandon Woodruff. Last year, Peralta was their number three. He's their number one this year. Very good pitcher. Quintana is going to start the year for the Mets with the injury to Senga. I think it's going to be a lower scoring game in Citi Field today. I'll take the under 7.5. Then we have that massive game between the Braves and the Phillies. Peter talked about it. He absolutely liked the under. I had that written down as well. I like the under in that game. I also like the Phillies to win today. It's opening day in Philadelphia. That's going to be a playoff-like atmosphere, and there's no game that gets them more riled up than going up against the Braves. I think the Phillies get the win, and I like the under in that game. Then we have the Blue Jays and the Rays today. Chris Bassett going up against Aaron Civale. Tampa Bay minus 125 on the money line. The Blue Jays plus 105. Toronto won yesterday. I think Tampa gets them back today. They're so good at the Trop. I'll take the Rays minus 125. Marlins and Pirates, we talked about that game as well with Peter. AJ Puck on the mound. Marlins minus 125, but I'm going to go with the Pirates again, plus 105. We like the Pirates yesterday as dogs. I like them again today, plus 105. Yankees and Astros, like the over in this game as well. Yesterday, the Yankees left a ton of runners on base, and they still managed to score 5 runs. Astros scored 4 runs in the first 3 innings, didn't score again rest of the game. Astros dominate left-handed pitching, going up against another left-handed pitcher in Carlos Rodon today. Christian Javier is going for Houston. I think this is a high-scoring game. I'll take over 9 in Astros and Yankees. Then we have the Red Sox at the Mariners tonight. Mariners are minus 160, Red Sox plus 135, the over-under 7.5. Red Sox with a great win last night over Luis Castillo. I like the Mariners to bounce back today. I also like that under 7.5. Kirby's really good. Cleveland and Oakland tonight. Oakland plus 120 at home. Cleveland minus 145. Logan Allen against Ross Stripling. I'm going to pass in this game. That line is kind of telling you that maybe Oakland's the right side, but as Peter mentioned as well, I kind of want to stay away from that game. Rockies and D-backs. I'm going to take a no-run first inning in this game at minus 110. Naturally, the D-backs scored 16 runs yesterday. They scored 12, 13 runs in the first 3 innings. Well, I'm going to go Nerfy today. 0-0, Cal Quantrill and Merrill Kelly giving us a scoreless first inning. Giants and Padres, Joe Musgrove against Kyle Harrison. San Diego minus 150 on the money line. The Giants are plus 125. I like the first 5 under 4 in that matchup. Joe Musgrove, since he's been in San Diego, normally really good first 5 under and first 5 money line for San Diego. I'll take the under today. And then the Dodgers and the Cardinals. Boy, did the Dodgers look as advertised yesterday at home. I'll take them on the run line again today against St. Louis, -1.5. Let's move along now to the Sweet 16. As we go off the glass here on Send It In, we got 4 more games today after a great day yesterday. How about the Alabama Crimson Tide? What a win that was yesterday over UNC. The ACC going 1-1 yesterday. 2 more cracks at it today. NC State at Marquette, the total 150.5. Marquette 6.5-point favorites in this game tonight, -275 on the money line, and NC State +225. The way I'm handicapping this game, I've talked about it earlier this week. I've also talked about it all over the BetQL network. When we get into these late rounds, when we get to the Sweet 16, when we get to the Elite Eight, I start thinking about the survivor pools. Everybody knows about them by now. You pick one team each day, can't use that team again. Think about last night in the survivor pool, right? Pretty much everybody was on either Arizona or UNC. You want to save UConn for later in the tournament. You really didn't want to touch the Illinois-Iowa State game because it was a pick 'em. You either took Arizona last night or you took UNC, depending on who you thought was going to get to the Final Four. Well, both of those teams lost. When you look at the slate today, Marquette, NC State, Gonzaga, Purdue, Duke and Houston, and Creighton and Tennessee, what is the one game that jumps off the page? If you had to take any team to win today, it would be without a doubt Marquette. And that's why I like NC State tonight, +6.5, and I like them on the money line as well. We're also backing like the hottest team in college basketball, so that certainly doesn't hurt either. After playing 7 games in 12 days, they're finally getting some rest, 6 days, and now they get to get ready for Marquette. Shaka Smart, first time he's back in the Sweet 16 since going all the way to the Final Four with VCU back in 2011. It's been a minute since he's been back here. I'll take NC State plus the points. I'll take them on the money line as well to win the game outright. Can't wait for this one. Purdue and Gonzaga. Purdue favored by 5.5. This total at 154.5. Both teams are playing really well. Both teams looked awesome in their round of 32 games. Gonzaga just destroying Kansas in the second half. Purdue beating Utah State by 40. This line opened at 4.5. It went to 5.5. I think Gonzaga is going to be a very trendy dog tonight. Plus the points, also on the money line because of Matt Painter's track record. He's 1-5 all time in the Sweet 16, including that loss to St. Peter's, the 15 seed, a couple years back. I do like Purdue, though. It just feels like this team, there's something different to them. We normally don't see Purdue win NCAA tournament games by 40 points. So I think Purdue -5.5 is the side that I'll lean with. Certainly wouldn't shock me if Gonzaga wins, but I like the Boilermakers to cover the number. Also like Houston, -3.5 tonight against Duke. This is my favorite play of the slate of games today, and it's all about the matchup. Duke struggles against physical teams. And if you're a team that struggles against physical teams, who's the last team you want to see? That would be the Houston Cougars. Houston just had their Survive and Advance game against Texas A&M. Duke absolutely blew out James Madison, who a lot of people loved entering this year's tournament. So now, after watching Duke and Jared McCann just light it up, everybody likes them in this upset tonight. But college basketball is about matchups. That's why we liked Clemson yesterday against Arizona, because they've been great against great offenses this season. Well, we like Houston tonight because Duke struggles against physical teams. I'll lay the 3.5 with the Cougs, and then Tennessee and Creighton. Man, this is going to be a heck of a game. I'll take Creighton plus the 3.5. Now that we're getting the full possession in the game, I like the Blue Jays. I think it comes right down to the wire. Creighton is a team that doesn't play a lot of guys, so it'll be interesting to see if they get in foul trouble, how that's going to look. Tennessee was a team that I was higher on this year because of Connect, because they were scoring 80, 90 points a game at times in the SEC, and we're not used to that with Tennessee. We know the defense is always going to be there, but they were starting to show some offensive strides, really struggled against Texas to score the ball. You wonder if it's just going to be same old Tennessee with Rick Barnes as their head coach. I'll take Creighton plus 3.5. Then the Elite Eight games that we have tomorrow, Illinois and UConn. Huskies favored by 8.5. The total in this game is all the way up to 154.5. I like Illinois plus the 8.5. I just think that even though UConn's an absolute machine, I think UConn's backcourt with Shannon and Domask can find a way to keep this game close. It's my favorite backcourt in the country. Shannon might be the best player in the country outside of Zach Edey. He's been awesome in the tournament so far. This just has one of those instant classic feels to it. UConn, I feel like, is going to get challenged by somebody in this tournament. Illinois is the number one offense in college basketball. This might be the team to do it. I'll take the Illini plus the points. And then I like Clemson plus the points tomorrow against Bama, +3.5. I'm hoping that Clemson covers and Bama wins the game as a guy that went to Bama. But this has been our handicap with Clemson all tournament. They play New Mexico, Baylor, and Arizona. They've gone up against three elite offensive teams, and they've beaten all of those teams. Oh, by the way, they beat Bama and Tuscaloosa earlier this year. It's the easiest handicap. When Clemson goes up against dynamic offenses, they win those games. I like Clemson, plus the 3.5 tomorrow against Bama. All right, let's go to PJ's props now. Shawnee Sharp is standing by. Got seven of them through different sports, and we'll see if we can find some futures bets that we like. Shawnee Sharp, what's the first one up?
Talking about here, I saw a special on BetMGM that I thought was really interesting. The highest scoring game today for the Sweet 16, Purdue Gonzaga's minus 140, Marquette NC State plus 170, Tennessee Creighton plus 425, and Houston Duke is at 14-1.
I'm going to go with Marquette and NC State in this one at plus 170. I know Purdue Gonzaga has the highest total. I know it features the game with two best offenses, but I think Marquette is going to score. And if you like NC State like I do, you would have to think that they're going to score some points in that game. So I could see that game maybe being played in the low 80s, maybe the high 70s, going to take our shot that they outscore Purdue Gonzaga tonight. I'll go Marquette NC State as the highest scoring game.
All right, odds are out for the NFL draft. The second overall pick, I got three quarterbacks here for you. Jane Daniels is the favorite at minus 150. Drake May plus 150. And J.J. McCarthy has shot up the board to plus 400 now to go to the Commanders.
I think it's going to be either Jaden Daniels or Drake May. I think it's going to end up being Jaden Daniels, though. There's all this steam about J.J. McCarthy going number two to Washington. I just can't see it. To me, the Commanders are in the same spot that the Bears are in, right? The Bears know that even if they like Justin Fields, they had to go with Caleb Williams. They passed on C.J. Stroud last year. They didn't keep the number one pick. They passed on Patrick Mahomes years ago. Like, even if you liked Fields, you had to do this, because if Caleb Williams turns out to be a star, it'll always haunt your franchise. Washington has finally turned the page on the Daniel Snyder era, right? The last thing you can do is take a flyer on a quarterback like McCarthy. If Jaden Daniels, Drake May turn out to not be great, people can live with that decision, but I think you got to go with kind of the chalkier decision, and I think it's going to be Daniels. So I think he's going to be the second overall pick at minus 150.
All right, so kind of going with that here, let's jump to where J.J. McCarthy is going to go. So the team to draft J.J. McCarthy, Vikings are the favorite at minus 110, then the Commanders at plus 350, Giants plus 400, Broncos plus 550.
All right, so I think J.J. McCarthy is probably going to the Vikings. We know they need a team. He's a mobile quarterback. You have Kevin O'Connell as your head coach. I think that'll be a great system for him. I wouldn't sleep on the Broncos, though. We know Sean Payton's looking for a new quarterback. He could probably be aggressive. If you want a little extra juice, Denver at plus 550, I think could be worth the bet, but I think it's going to end up being Minnesota.
All right, let's go over to some baseball here. I got two Rookie of the Year props. Both of these guys actually are starting the year in the minors. We got your guy Jackson Holliday to win AL Rookie of the Year. He's the third favorite at plus 450. And then Dylan Cruz to win NL Rookie of the Year. He's at 30-1.
I'm going to go with Holliday, AL Rookie of the Year for the Orioles at plus 450, just because of that lineup that he's in. He's going to get plenty of opportunities. He's going to have runners on base. He's going to be able to stat pad. Dylan Cruz, I think, is going to have a nice season, but I don't know if he's going to be as effective early on. Gunnar Henderson obviously won AL Rookie of the Year for the O's last year. Adley Rutschman's been awesome ever since he's come up. So the track record of all these number one prospects for the O's has been killing it. I think Holliday will be no different. If I had to bet it, I would take him plus 450. One more, Shawnee Sharp. What we got?
Yeah, let's go to the NBA here. Which would you rather bet here? The Warriors to make the playoffs at plus 250 or the Lakers to make the playoffs at minus 115?
I think I'd go the Lakers at minus 115. I'm not sold that the Warriors are going to make the play-in game. Houston doesn't lose, and they're right there on their tails. Draymond's getting ejected again every other night. Steph just looks like he's worn down. Lakers are playing better basketball. I don't expect them to do any damage in the playoffs, but I think they have a better chance of making it, so I'll take them minus 115. Let's go to Model Making Money now. Check in with Kate Constable here on a Friday. Get some thoughts from Kate. And Kate, what are the five-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Hey, PJ, five-star plays, college basketball. We have Creighton and Tennessee. Model likes the under 145, making that a five-star play. I mean, Tennessee's defense has been fantastic all season. Its offense has also been pretty good, but the Vols are known for their defensive intensity. And I think as the tournament goes on, these games start to slow down a little bit more. So despite Creighton having a pretty good offense, the model's going to take the under here at under 145 as a five-star play.
All right, fair enough. And under there in Tennessee, Creighton. Kate, how about you? What are you betting on today's slate?
So I like Marquette minus 6.5. I have a really good matchup for Marquette because its strengths on both sides of the ball are weaknesses for NC State. Offensively, Marquette loves to shoot threes, makes them pretty high too. And then defensively for NC State, its strength is protecting the interior, and its perimeter defense can sometimes be a liability. So for Marquette on the defensive side, limiting scoring in the paint, forcing teams to beat them by knocking down outside. That's not a great matchup for NC State. They like to score from inside, not a huge threat outside. So Marquette's going to be able to lean on its strengths in this game, where NC State's going to have to kind of step out of its comfort zone, get a little creative if it wants to win. So I love the story of NC State, but I think it comes to an end tonight.
All right, Kate. So we had three underdogs went outright yesterday. You like Marquette today as your best bet. What's an underdog maybe that you think could win outright on today's slate in the Sweet 16?
I'm taking Creighton. I have them on the money line already. I think they can beat Tennessee. And one, this is Rick Barnes in March. It hasn't looked too pretty yet. But Tennessee gives up a lot of three-point attempts, and Creighton shoots a ton of threes. 49% of their shots are coming from deep. They make them at a 30-cent clip. If you watch that game against Oregon, I mean, the first half, getting a ton of open looks from deep. It just wasn't knocking them down. It was Tennessee. They also kind of rely on the three ball, but free throws a lot. And Creighton's defense was number one in opponent throw attempts per field goal attempts, meaning that Creighton doesn't much. It's not going to be sending Tennessee to the line. This is going to be a close game. I think it's going to come down to the wire. And if that's the case, I think the edge goes to Creighton just with coaching and experience wise. So I'm going to back the Blue Jays to get this one done.
Okay, we already got our Elite Eight matchup set for tomorrow. UConn, Illinois, Bama, Clemson. Any plays that you like in either of those games?
Yeah, I would love to take Alabama for you, Peach. I mean, they looked pretty dang good yesterday. That was an impressive win. I kind of lean towards Clemson. I have not bet anything in this yet, but Clemson has been great against non-ACC opponents this year, 13-1. They played Alabama earlier this season, so there's a little familiarity there. Clemson defense has been playing at an extremely high level, and it's been able to slow down some of these top offenses. Held New Mexico to 56 points, Baylor 64, I mean 72 last night to Arizona. That was kind of high, but I think it can mitigate Alabama's offense a little bit. And just the performance we saw from Alabama, I thought it was one of the best they had all season. So are they going to be able to reap again? Is the market kind of overreacting a little to that performance? I just think there's some value right now on Clemson for those reasons.
I agree with you. I like Clemson plus the points too. Kate, hopefully we hit our bet. Bama can win by like a point or two, and then it would just be absolutely perfect. Have a great weekend. Good luck to your Hawkeyes tomorrow against Colorado, and I'll talk to you again next week.
It's going to be a tough one, but should be good. Thanks, Jim.
Should be good. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1 to 5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis. From spreads and over-unders to player props, stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. And a reminder, new show alert. Once again, we got bet slips and bat flips coming today. This afternoon, join Lucy Bird, Jake Hassan, episode 4 of Bet Slips and Bat Flips. Tune in every day to get the edge on all things baseball. Jake and Lucy will break down the day's games, dish out prop strategies, even talk college baseball. And they want you to be a part of the action. You can send in your best bets. Get in on the fun. Catch the show again today, 2 p.m. Eastern time on BetQL, Twitch, YouTube, Twitter, or wherever you listen to your podcast. Got about a minute left. Let's wrap up the show with some PJ's plays. And how about a start to the season and going streaking? Our guy, Adley Rutschman, two hits in his first two at-bats. That's what Adley does on opening day. We're going to take Jose Altuve today going up against the Yankees and left-hander Carlos Rodon. Altuve 1-for-5 yesterday. Like the over in this game, think Altuve is going to be a part of it. Then for the prop lock, we're going Harrison Barnes under 1.5. Three-pointers had just one in their matchup against the Mavs when they played a couple days ago. He's gone under this in 5 of his last 6 games. I'll go Barnes under 1.5 threes. My dog of the day, as I mentioned earlier, NC State, plus 6.5. I'm just going to continue to ride the wave and take him plus the points against Marquette. Shawnee Sharp is going to the Purdue game. He's going Braden Smith over 6.5 assists tonight against Gonzaga. And then my best bet is going to be Houston, minus 3.5 against Duke. I mentioned it's all about the matchup. And Duke struggles against physical teams. I'll lay the 3.5 with the Cougs. To wrap up our plays for today, Jose Altuve is going to be our play in going streaking. Harrison Barnes under 1.5 three-pointers is going to be our prop lock. Dog of the day, NC State plus 6.5 against Marquette. And Houston minus 3.5, our best bet against Duke. Have a great weekend, everybody. Enjoy the Sweet 16 tonight. Enjoy Major League Baseball. Enjoy the women's tournament getting going tonight as well for the Sweet 16. Thanks again to Peter Appel and to Kate Constable. We'll see you guys next Monday. Good luck on all your bets.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.